a part of the voice. We're here giving out free waters, free hand sanitizer, free masks, free band-aids, because everyone out here that is multiracial, there are white people here, black people here, Mexicans, LGBTQ community, we're all here together to walk and try to make this change of racism. There was a sign that even said, I'm 66 years old, why am I still protesting for diversity, for us to be accepted and to not be discriminated against police officers, against people who are racist. And we're out here giving out waters because they deserve to keep going. They don't have their waters here. Some of them were needing band-aids. Yesterday, people needed milk because they got tear gas, but they still kept going. This is a change that needs to happen. We're out here because we want change. We're tired of being silent. And obviously, we're trying to peaceful protest and trying to get the word out there, because obviously we need to get the attention of somebody to make a change. And so if there's thousands and thousands of people protesting, we need someone to make a change. You should hear our voice. Don't try to silence us. You need to hear us, because we're speaking loud and clear about what we want.
I'm here because I feel like white people especially need to show up at this time, stand up for what's going on and in solidarity with our brothers and sisters.
Well, we are out here today, me and my friends. We want to say, like, we just love all humans. We all the same, you know. We all love each other. We all have our differences, and we should not be judging someone by their religion, their race, their gender, anything, you know. You know, everybody deserves a chance in life. Everybody deserves the opportunity to make it.
And we should not walk outside of our home and feel scared mm-hmm. to be arrested, mm-hmm. scared to walk to the store and be shot. We should not. People have oppressed us for too long. Too long.
Yeah, we need a non-racist police force that actually supports the people.
Yeah, and doesn't tear gas peaceful protesters.
Yes, they've been tear gassing the peaceful protesters down here in Denver. The other day, we couldn't get back to our car because they were tear gassing every street we went up.
Every
we were peacefully
street.
Protesting.
We had to run, like, everywhere.
And they're tear gassing their citizens.
And they just laugh like they're being fucked.
And they're laughing in our faces.
I think with doing these protests, I think this is like my first time actually coming out here and doing this. But I think like out of all seeing all these people here and across the country, millions of people doing it, it's the numbers are only getting bigger and bigger. This change is needing to happen. And this moments like these is gonna keep striking, and it's gonna keep happening, and it's gonna build up, because you know Trump's gonna have to do something about this.
We have active shooters, people who can walk into our black churches and feel welcome and shoot everybody in that church. Yeah. Be treated to Burger King after being arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
We have a black man on his way to get Arizona and Skittles being shot and killed, and the murderer still walking outside on these streets freely. That's when the protesting stops. That's when this stuff stops.
Yeah, I feel like accountability is huge and is key. If we don't have accountability for people's actions, we're never gonna have justice. So I think that that's key right now. That's what all these people are out here asking for, is accountability. Accountability for the actions of the police, and accountability for the actions of those who act out against people in the name of racism and discrimination.
The way our generation is now, how young we are, we're gonna be able to make the change happen. I think we're gonna be able to have the right people go into these offices and run into these and get in these political positions and put us in a situation where us, the civilians, us Americans, us young generation, we can live our lives, and you know, our kids will live out their lives, you know, and live in a peaceful world. I mean, we need the right people to be in the right positions and have that kind of power to make the change.
You keep donating to like Black Lives Matter. Donate to people who are researching this and trying to make a change from the inside. You guys can donate, you guys can speak out against any discrimination that's happening. If you see someone on the streets getting discriminated, stand up. They obviously don't feel comfortable enough to have a voice, but if you have a voice, stand up for them, okay? Because you guys can make the change. Everyone in this world can help make a change if we all stuck together.
The system just needs to be reformed, and with equal diversity, equal gender, and just equal rights among people. We're tired, you know? It's police brutality. They can't be out here killing, can't be out here getting recorded killing somebody, you know? It's gonna make us go insane. We're gonna go crazy. We're scared, you know?
They want the three officers that are yet to face charges, to be arrested, to also face those charges. I think until that happens, this isn't going to end. Now, that's not the end-all, be-all, but that's what people are asking for, and I think that that's a step in the right direction.
This is humans. This is the justice system versus the people. How come James Holmes gets carried out freely after shooting up a whole theater? Carried out and arrested. Not brutally beaten by the police, but shot after that. Why do we have George Floyd pinned down after being handcuffed on the ground, laying down? And we just did an exercise about this. I want you guys at home to lay down with your hands tied behind your back for 9 minutes and say, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
By the sixth, fifth minute, you're gonna be tired. So it's sad. This protest and stuff will stop after they treat our people right, but the justice system treats all people right.